Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Friday and Saturday is the 15th annual Free Range Film Festival, showing as always in the Food Farm Renshaw Barn. Filmmakers pour their talents into shorts, animations, documentary, and feature films, and the festivals and film lovers like us are the beneficiaries. Well, this year's Free Range Film Festival schedule has over 25 films ranging from 2 minutes to 95 minutes. The festival also includes moving picture relics like Camera Obscura and Atari. Minnesota documentary filmmaker Justin Christopher Ide is showing his 20-minute production called Grandpa Ben on Friday night, a glimpse into the world of amateur artist Benjamin Vickery Jr., his grandfather-in-law, who's still making art in his 90s.
My name is Justin Christopher Ide, and I am a filmmaker.
And you have a film in the upcoming Free Range Film Festival, which happens here in the Northland in Renshaw. Tell us a little bit about the film.
Yeah, my film in Free Range is called Grandpa Ben, and it follows actually my wife's grandfather, who is an artist. He works with oil and watercolor, and he makes carvings as well out of wood.
So who is Benjamin Vickery Jr.? Tell us a little bit about him and how his life has become a film.
Yeah, Ben is now 93, and he is a little spitfire, actually. He's very with it. He came from Colorado and moved to Minnesota in the 50s with his wife and children, and he built his house, and he's always kind of had art in his blood. He never intended to be an artist, I guess you would say. His dad, one time when he was young, told him a bulldog painting he did was really good and maybe he should pursue that. So Ben just started to pursue art. He's never sold anything. He's always done it for pleasure, and he's really humble when it comes to his art. I mean, I think he knows it's good work, but I don't know if he'll ever really admit to that.
Well, what was his response to being the subject of a film?
In a very subdued way, he said, okay. I don't think he really understood why. Again, his art is always just for pleasure. So this idea of focusing on it for a documentary because it's so great, just kind of flew past his mind, like he didn't think anything about it. But he was open to the idea of having a documentary made about him. After the documentary was finished, we held a private screening at the Walker Arts Center where I work at in Minneapolis. And he was a little nervous about it because he didn't quite know how it was all going to come together. And afterwards, I think he was really, really proud of it, you know, kind of seeing this part of his life being focused on. Yeah, he enjoyed that.
Well, as a filmmaker, how fun was this that you got to integrate a very personal project into your work?
It was really fun. I mean, working on a documentary, there's this period of time where you need to kind of earn the trust of your subject. And in this case with Grandpa Ben, I had earned that trust over the last 10 or so years, but it didn't make it any easier because there's this idea of, you know, I definitely want to honor your work. I'm not going to exploit it in any way. And really, my style is kind of quiet.
Well, how exciting is this that it'll be showing here in Minnesota and so many people who don't know Grandpa Ben will get this great glimpse?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I have wanted to screen work at Free Range for a number of years. So when I was accepted there, I was really giddy. I was really excited. I know a lot of people that have screened at this festival, and I'm equally excited for people to see Grandpa Ben because while Grandpa Ben is a tribute to one person, and it's a very singular story. a lot of folks after watching the film will say, you know, I need to call my grandpa. I need to call my grandma. You know, they connect to it on a personal level, even if they don't connect to the subject of art. They connect to a grandparent, you know, moving along in life and doing what they do best.
Friday and Saturday is the 15th annual Free Range Film Festival in the Food Farm's Renshaw Barn. Films on Friday night start at 7 p.m. and Saturday beginning at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. There's directions linked to this story at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.